This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm feeling refreshed. I'm coming off a week vacation.
Yeah, I mean, people listening to this podcast won't know, but you've been, we moved last week's recording up, and this week's back. So it's been like almost 2 weeks. Well, like a week and a half, I guess.
It's been 9 days since I've been
well,
here.
Well, 9 days, that's close to a week and a half, which is close to 2 weeks.
Is that a band? 9 days?
9 days?
Were they the, this is the story of a girl.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's
Long
9 days.
Long Island heartthrobs, 9 days.
Oh, yeah, they were Long Island, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They told the world the story of the girl.
Right. Just like another Long Island boy telling the story of an uptown girl to the world.
Who's that now?
I didn't catch his name. One hit wonder.
We'll never hear from him again.
Tim, I saw this clip. Look, we'll get into leap year stuff in a minute, but I saw this clip that
we don't have that much.
No, I actually have a surprising amount.
Okay.
But I watched this clip this week that I don't think I sent it to you because you were away. You were on vacation.
Yeah, and I always say, don't bother me when I'm on vacation.
No, you don't say that. But I send you things on Slack because we're work buddies.
Yeah, I don't check Slack when I'm on vacation.
Nor should you.
So you have no other way of getting in touch with me.
Yeah, Tim, you've refused to give me any other information about yourself.
Purely professional relationship, Tom.
Not even.
Gotta have boundaries in life.
It would be one thing if you gave me your phone number or your email address, but you refuse to be friends with me on any kind of social network.
Slack is the workplace of the future, Tom. Yeah, you don't need all that other
stuff. Yeah, you gotta set boundaries, I guess. So at a certain point I was like, all right, Tim's legitimately on vacation. I'm going to stop putting links in here. So I don't think I sent this to you, but, I watched a video this week of, Liberty DeVito.
Oh, hey, a drummer for Billy Joel, yeah. Longtime drummer, not current drummer.
Yeah. But he was talking about, he was on that, Drumeo YouTube channel.
Yeah, I watch that a lot.
Yeah. This was Liberty DeVito hearing the Deftones for the first
time. I was going to tell you about this.
Oh, really?
I saw this, it came up in my recommended last night.
Well, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Here's my question for you then about,
So what they do is they get prominent drummers. Mm-hmm. Sometimes from like a different era, or they play them a song from a different genre that they, or a different type of band.
Usually like a way different genre that they're pretty sure the drummer wouldn't have heard the song before.
Right. So, and they play them the track without the drums in it. And they say like, how would you play drums to this song? So Liberty DeVito, who, made his bones playing with, old Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
They played him the Deftones.
Yeah.
And he was,
by the third take, he was getting it. Or not getting it, he got it.
Also, it's like, you know, what are you going to do? Like, it's rock drumming.
Oh, yeah,
that's the
other
thing where, like, can you imagine? It's like, that's what I would have done.
Right,
probably.
Well, yeah, and you see the notes he's writing down are basically like, all right, hard part here, and then, like, he's not writing any kind of musical stuff. He's, like, loud times two. But he was like kind of like messing around the first few times, I think, trying to figure out what he wanted to do.
Yeah, I think I've seen a few of those types of videos, and the only like, it's never like, oh, this part goes in 7/8 and then it switches to a samba feel. It's always just like, are you gonna play it straight, or are you gonna play it like halftime?
Yeah,
and like everybody like goes through the motions and tries everything and goes, okay, this one sounds better. And it's
although I
right
feel
one.
Like I did see somebody who it was one take and they were like, that's it, that's the take.
Yeah,
might have been Chad Smith.
Hey, Might have been Chad Michael Murray.
I don't think it was Chad Michael Murray because I don't know if he can even play the drums. Sir, yeah,
might be multi-talented.
He might
though.
Be able to.
I bet he could ride a horse. Do you think he could ride a horse?
Yeah, I bet that's on his resume.
Yeah.
Tim, of course, is referring to Chad Michael Murray, a close personal friend of mine from One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
From my time on One Tree
Hill. Did they ride horses on that show?
From our time on One Tree Hill. I don't think so. I mean, maybe there was like a special episode. A horse riding episode, but
not,
I don't
I've
think
not
so.
I've not seen any episodes of One Tree
Hill. It takes place in North Carolina, and there aren't...
There's horses there.
Yeah, but I mean, there are horses everywhere. It's not like...
Oh, Jesus Christ, never thought about it that way.
But it's not like, oh yeah, he was on this show called Hey Dude. It took place on a dude ranch where you're like, oh yeah, of course you'd have to know how to ride horses.
Right.
It's like a small town, North Carolina.
Okay.
But anyway, my question for you about Liberty DeVito... specific to this Drumeo video where he is playing the Deftones, hearing and playing the Deftones for the first time, is do you think it's weird that he refers to himself as I forget exactly how he's putting it, but something like played on 33 out of 34 number one Billy Joel hits? It's like, just say 33. You don't have to call out, oh, there was one that, like, I don't know what the story is there that he didn't play on that one, but...
What is the one? Probably River of Dreams. I know that, like, most of that record was a... was that a number one hit, though?
The song probably was.
The song was a number one hit when it came out against,
I don't know if it was number one hits, but he just said 33 out of... It was a lot. I forget if it was... not Oscars, Grammys, or...
Is Billy Joel...
Like, make him say that.
Yeah.
Make sure everybody knows it's not every one of them. There was one I did all by myself.
Yeah, or I don't know. Okay. Number one was Still Rock and Roll to Me. We Didn't Start the Fire.
Well, you don't have to go through them all.
River of Dreams. Nope, that hit number three.
Oh, okay. It might not have been number one then. It was, but I just remember thinking it was so weird that he had to specify 33 out of 34.
I do think he probably feels burned about the whole, like, getting replaced situation on the River of Dreams album.
Yeah.
And then he wants to be like, he's like, I did this, and also I got screwed. Because, like, he's like, that's also Billy Joel's energy.
Yeah,
that's
all
their
Island
energy,
guy.
Where it's like, I'm really great, and I had a lot of accomplishments, and also somebody
and I
really fucked me over.
I would have kept going if it weren't for this one fucking guy.
Yeah, right? And that's why he does it.
Yeah.
Either that or...
Because he said it like three times during the video.
Either that or he's talking about For the Longest Time, where it's just a cappella and snaps.
Yeah,
Maybe
if he didn't do the snaps, that would make sense.
Yeah.
All right. Fascinating stuff, Tim. Glad we got this out of the way. Because I've been thinking about it for the longest time of just why would you be so specific? Just say, sure, you can't say, every Billy Joel number one hit, but just say 33.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, and there was one I didn't do. Because then that's what everybody's attention goes to. Well, what's the story there? Was it For the Longest Time? Was it River of Dreams?
Maybe he likes to have that, like, hey, people are still talking about me after this.
Yeah, but they're talking about what he wasn't a part of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that he gets to play the victim. Playing the victim is a big thing.
On Long Island.
On Long Island. In 2024 in general.
Yeah, in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. In life. Yeah. I like playing the victim.
Yeah, hey, why'd you give me this Deftones song? I don't know it.
Come on.
Come on. I'm just a poor old drummer. You give me the Deftones now? First Billy throws me out of the band. Now I got to play the Deftones? I've never even heard these guys.
Oh, Tom. The accent work is really...
Thank you.
Something else.
Well, I mean... Yeah, with a name like Liberty DeVito, the accent does...
He's by all accounts a good man.
Oh, yeah. No, he and Billy Joel
have reconciled on a personal level.
Okay, but not on the kind of personal level that gets him back in the band.
I don't think Billy Joel's like, I'm going to, you know, fire the drummer that's been playing with me for the last 25 years because, like, we're cool again.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, and then that guy would have a beef to go talk about.
Also, Billy Joel, like, nobody knows what the beef is, and Billy Joel always said, if I said publicly what caused our falling out, it would ruin Liberty DeVito's life. Like, those are his exact words. It would ruin his life.
Wow.
Which makes it sound like, you know, capital crime bad, right?
Yeah, which makes it sound like, all right, either you're really doing this guy a solid by keeping this a secret, or you're exaggerating, and it's so much worse than just telling. It's like, all right, you want to know what he did? He took my car one time when I told him he wasn't allowed to.
Dill's got a lot of cars.
but I told him specifically, yeah, you can't take that one. Like, I could also totally see it being...
crashing into somebody's house. Oh, no. Wait, no, oh, that no, was sorry, me. Sorry.
I could totally see it being something like that. But yeah, I mean, it makes it sound like, yeah, capital crime. Yeah, yeah. Because I was going to say even like, oh, he's, you know, my wife cheated on me with him. Like, yeah, well, that wouldn't ruin his life. But
yeah,
man, mm-hmm. I could also see Billy Joel being like, you know, nowadays you say you're not a vegetarian and they'll cancel you for it.
Yeah, Billy Joel's cool. We're still pro-Joel.
No, we're still pro-Joel, of course, Tim, but, you know, it's fun to make fun of the guy. Yes.
Tom, I have so many stories to tell from my my vacation.
You were away.
I'll save them for the Patreon. Okay. I did want to say this, Tom.
Wow. I've never heard a pitch for a Patreon better than that.
What, my vacation stories?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I realized about this show?
I mean, there are a lot of movies that have the vacation in the title. All the vacation movies, for example. Yeah. Hey, if you like the National Lampoon movies, you're going to love our Patreon.
Well, I was thinking, Tom, this show used to be us telling stories about when we've been out and about in New York City. Neither of us are.
Nah, man, yeah. So many of the stories were like, yeah, this is what happened to me today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
It's like how, you know, after the pandemic and like moving to Austin, Joe Rogan is just like, here's what I saw on Facebook. Here's some right-wing memes that I saw on Facebook.
And, you know, we've modeled our career after him and it's gotten us this far. So we're going to keep doing it.
We're
gonna keep striving for that upper echelon.
All right, Tom, speaking of that crowd,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just want to ask you one question.
Okay.
So there's this guy on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
was he doing crowd work?
No, but he was like, you know, the kind of, you know how,
man, imagine if an airline had like, oh, we have a comedian that does crowd work on the plane.
I think that's what Southwest used to do, right? Didn't they used to do stuff like that, play games and stuff?
I think they encouraged their flight attendants to have like funny announcements.
No, I think they played games and stuff.
I don't know about that. I took Southwest a lot when I went to college. They didn't do, I mean, that was like a short flight. So.
Yeah, they didn't have enough time to play games.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. No, this guy,
mm-hmm.
I didn't like the cut of his jib. And it was like one of those guys like, what are you flying to New York for? Did they call like, it's like,
rally.
Oh, yeah. Is it like, we're finally going to take down New York City. Like right. We're going to finish what we started on January. So, yeah, you know, he's wearing like
meet at Trump Tower.
Yeah. You know how they like, make like, casual clothes that kind of looks like tactical gear now.
They do?
Yeah, you know, like for like cosplaying, they have like distressed American flags
on
them
and pictures of guns and stuff.
And he was one of these guys. He also had a kid.
I thought you were talking about just like a camouflage suit, like a business suit.
No,
sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that is very cool. Maybe we should start that company.
Yeah, maybe.
We should figure out a way to bilk these guys that, like, you know, will buy stupid stuff to, like, look tough.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to find a better angle than
the two of us.
Well,
we wouldn't be
stupid stuff to look tough.
And we wouldn't be the spokesman, of
course. No, we get some real beefcakes to wear our stuff. And we'd be like, this is what the shirt will look like on you.
All right. So anyway, on the plane, they didn't have TVs.
Okay.
Now what they have is, like, hey, use your device and
connect to the
internet.
And oh,
then,
and
like they
use
have
an app or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you can just do it in your browser. It was actually pretty easy. I watched Austin Powers International Man of History. But they have the whole interface with like all the movies that you can watch.
Yeah.
And so everybody, they even have a holder for your phone that goes where like the screen would be. Yeah. So I was like, it's kind of cool. Like I can use my AirPods with it instead of like wired.
Right.
Up.
And you're like, you know what? Those screens are always pieces of shit anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. This I know will work, whatever. Mm-hmm. So this guy's two rows up.
Mm.
We had a little bit of a, like, not an altercation.
But two rows up. I don't think I've ever had any kind of interactions.
No. In the terminal.
Oh, I see.
See, my wife and I were flying with our 2-year-old son and his partner.
Now, Tim,
and
is this a Patreon level?
Maybe. All right. He had a 2-year-old girl and like, the two kids like in the terminal were like waving at each other, like, oh, and I was like, hey, you want to go say hi? We're still half hour before boarding, but like this guy like didn't like the cut of my jib. I think he's like, this guy's a little too soy boy for me,
right?
So he like kept his daughter away, and it's like, all right, whatever, man.
Yeah.
And then like promptly ignored her while she was screaming the whole time on the plane while he put his phone up and watched Avengers Endgame.
Nice.
Without headphones.
so
loud.
Yeah.
And it's like bad enough. Like,
this was Southwest?
No, this was American Airlines.
Oh, okay.
And like,
I was going to say, if it was Southwest, like, yeah, well, what can you do?
And like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything to him because I thought he would like choke me out on the plane. And it'd be like,
yeah, that's like the kind of thing people do sometimes, like looking for a fight, basically.
Yeah. But also he had like this little kid and the little kid wasn't like doing well. His poor the partner, wife, girlfriend, whatever, was like dealing with the kid.
Yeah.
And like, he just sat there like watching, Smart Hulk or whatever, talk to Iron Man. It was baffling. And I think none of the flight attendants wanted to deal with it.
Yeah. Cause I was going to say, I feel like normally that's like a flight attendant. Like you can't, that isn't being considerate to everybody else.
Yeah, so I guess the story is I didn't do anything, but I was like, you know what? My kid's not screaming.
Yeah,
my kid's just watching videos on an iPad with no sound on.
Yeah,
and it's like, because like he wouldn't want to wear the headphones,
right?
And then like, he's like, I don't know. I'll watch a Bluey episode with no sound.
If you don't mind, all right. Yeah.
So I watched.
I was putting these headphones on for you, but if you don't want them, all right.
Watch Austin Powers. Doesn't exactly hold. It holds up in like you're not getting canceled.
Right.
Nobody's getting canceled.
There's
nothing
problematic in it now.
But like it's very quaint. And then it made me feel very old because I remember when it felt edgy to me.
Now let me ask you this. At any point, did it make you feel randy?
Oh my God, Tom.
Probably when
randy,
those fembots came out.
Yeah. All the things. You know, everybody's like, they're making fun of the catchphrases.
You were probably desperate for a shag by the time that movie was
done. He says his catchphrases one time each in that movie.
Yeah, but they're so good that they caught on. I mean, that's kind of the thing with catchphrases that, I don't know, Darth Vader didn't say, Luke, I am your father 10 times. It's just kind of...
You would think the whole movie was, yeah, baby, and do I make you horny?
Yeah.
No, and he says both of those one time.
You know, he says, yeah, baby, just once.
Nah, he says it a bunch of times. Yeah. So like, but no more than like 16 or 17 times.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, because that was a good one when he said that. Did Borat only say my wife once? Because that would throw me for a loop.
He never said it.
He never.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's a Mandela effect thing that would get me like...
Borat never talked about his wife.
Yeah, somebody was like...
That would drive you to kill yourself. You'd be like, oh my God, my whole reality is...
They'd arrest me outside the CERN hard-on collider or like the CIA headquarters or something.
All right, it's a leap year, Tom.
Yeah.
Let's get down to it.
Yeah. Tim, a leap year, I looked this up.
And as far as I've heard... Mm-hmm. There's been no attack on New York City. I don't know what this guy's business was in New York City.
Oh, wow.
If not to, like, I don't know, participate in some...
You think he was based on him wearing a distressed t-shirt, listening to Endgame without the headphones on, and just like not being attentive to his daughter.
If there were attentive people like me on those planes January 5th, I'm much like the Mark Wahlberg of January 6th.
Right.
It wouldn't have gone down that way, Tom.
Right, yeah, you would have put an end to it.
As evidenced by the way I wouldn't even confront the guy about having his...
You wouldn't even talk to his flight attendant about it.
What, like a tell on him?
I mean, if you're going to do anything, I would think that would be the first step.
You don't stop an insurrection by tattling.
Nobody's ever tried.
This man's trying to overthrow the government.
Yeah. Well, we'll look into that, sir. Tim, a leap year occurs every 4 years to help synchronize the calendar year with the solar year, or the length of time
it takes. It's February 29th. They add an extra day.
It takes the sun to complete its orbit around the Earth, to complete its orbit around the sun, which is about 365.2425 days. So not every 365 days. They've lied to us. They've been lying to us. That leap years, we would lose almost 6 hours every year. After 100 years, our calendar would be off by 24 days, approximately.
Also, who cares, right?
If our calendar was off?
Yeah.
It would fuck up, like, astronomy and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything wouldn't be where it's supposed to be.
Two things.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I'm going to be vulnerable here, Tom. Number one, when you were like, it's a leap year and that's next week, leap day is next week, we should do the episode on leap years.
Yeah.
I'm always thinking, because we have such a global audience, I thought, number one, do they have leap years outside of the U.S.? That's my first thought. Uh-huh. And then realized, okay, yeah, they do. And then I started thinking about leap years, and I was like, oh, it's because it's not exactly.
Yeah.
Then why doesn't it screw why don't up
they, why don't
the
they
sunrise
make it
and sunset? And it's like, oh, because I'm thinking.
Yeah, you got to think
rotation, not
the
revolution.
Whole way.
Yeah.
that's the trick to understanding leap years, Tim. That you can't. I love how you're talking about like idiots and like stopping an insurrection and stuff. And meanwhile, you're like, why don't they just tell us what damn day it is, and then we'll just know.
You know what? No, I'm being vulnerable, Tom, and saying that that's my first thought.
Yeah.
And then I take a second, and if I don't figure it out by myself, I have you.
Well, what I'm encouraging
a certified genius here to tell me
what I'm encouraging you to do, Tim, is to work with this thought process more often. Don't just fly off the handle at the first inconsistency you think you found.
I know. I'm working on it.
Because it is. You would think then make it. Divide it up different to make it work right, but it fundamentally turns down to the number of times we spin is not the number of times we go around it.
Yeah, the sun,
the sun and the earth are the.
You're
two
using
things.
A lot of hand motions.
This
is not a vodcast.
Yeah.
Tom.
Oh, I thought, but sometimes when I do the hand motions, little sound effects going like woo woo woo, and people get by the he's probably like twirling his hand around a little bit.
That's gonna be a thing soon, right? Where it's gonna be like the next leap in podcast technology, right? Where it's like if you move your, you know how like when you're in a Google Meet meeting and you give the thumbs up,
and it does the
it like puts a thumbs up on the screen. It's like, I get it.
You're right.
Can you guys do something? You got a bunch of freaking geniuses working for you, Google. Can you do something about global warming instead of being like when I put my thumb up, a picture of a thumb coming up redundantly shows to everybody.
Tim, I think your ire is at the wrong people because I think it's actually an Apple thing.
No, it's on Google as well.
No, but I think it's like an OS level thing. Of like any app that's using those APIs recognizes the hand gestures and does that.
Okay, well,
but
unnecessary.
You can turn it off is what I'm saying.
It's not a problem for me.
Well, it sounds like it is, Tim.
You know the thing about technology? This is what Apple does.
Uh-huh.
They're just like, how can we make it so that like we're constantly doing something. I have the Apple AirPods, the Pro.
Yeah.
I realize I'm listening to music.
Yeah, you don't need to do that on the plane. You can just use the phone speakers.
That's true. No, but I'll be listening to music, and I like to, like, you know, put music on and, like, zone out.
Right.
And then, like, the volume will come down, and it's like, oh, this is smart. Like, when somebody enters the room, it, like, senses it. And or, like...
I don't think so.
I forget what mode it's called. There's some sort of mode.
Oh, it's new. Adaptive audio? Oh, okay,
and so, like, it'll turn my music...
Yeah, turn it off.
Yeah, I know, but it goes on by default.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, Apple... In all these tech companies, I'm not trying to have you, like, constantly monitoring what's happening to me and be like, I know what Tim wants at this moment. If I want to turn down my music, I'll turn down my music.
Well, I think the reason why they put that on and made that and made it by default is that a lot of people walk around with noise canceling on and get hit by trucks and stuff.
Okay. Well, so they were like, all right. That's my prerogative.
Let me live my life. If I want to walk around with the earplugs in.
Yeah. Or if Tom, I was listening to a song on the way over here in a lift.
Just change it.
I know. But right when it hit the most emotional part, it turned down before I realized it was even on. Uh-huh. It was like, this song didn't hit the right way.
Yeah.
And now I'm all out of sorts.
You listen to your headphones while you're in a lift?
Hell yeah. What do you do, make small talk?
No, never. But it always struck me as like kind of rude, but I guess, like, yeah, why not?
Half the time,
they're
90%
of the phone,
like,
yeah,
they're talking to people.
Yeah, yeah.
On the phone.
Well, maybe I'll try.
Which is what I would do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was a Lyft driver, I'd be like, can I set up a microphone in here in time we do the show while I'm on a shift?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You'll be here doing whatever, and I'll be driving around.
Yeah, just kind of talking quietly like this. Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
No, you'll
do it normal. you'll drink and everything. All right, so that's leap years. We'll see you next week. Tim, what I think you were proposing something that is similar to...
I wasn't proposing anything, Tom.
So, what the hell? A whole leap month is added to the Chinese calendar every 3 years.
See? Okay. So, Tom, I'm not an asshole.
The leap month's place in the Chinese calendar varies from year to year. And 2015 was a leap year. The Chinese calendar has always struck me
as
confusing and hard to understand. It's just based on different systems that I don't know or understand. I mean, I don't know the way our calendar works either.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, they just have a different calendar.
But their calendar, it seems
so like
their calendar.
What
seems
I'm learning
like it can
is I'm
vary more.
I'm not so dumb. Where it's like, oh, do they have leap years internationally? It's like, yeah, well. The Chinese calendar deals with it in a completely different way.
A different way. A more seemingly more disruptive way, but I'm guessing, you know.
I think it's cool.
They're used to it, so they know, like, oh, yeah, there's going to be an extra month this year.
Who cares if there's an extra month?
Here's where it's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, we have an extra day every 4 years instead of...
Well, having an extra day every 4 years versus having an extra month every 3 years and it's in a different place every year, that's wacky.
That's fun.
That's probably as wacky as you can get.
No, don't say wacky, Tom. I think it's innovative.
I mean, it's just got to really keep people on their toes. Tim, I have a few facts, thoughts here that I'd like to read from cleveland.com. That's where I found a lot of this stuff.
That's the source for all.
It is. It's like it's like a newspaper or something, yeah, I think. What? I'm just saying it's not like a state-run site.
I know, Tom.
But I'm just also saying, like, how slow is shit in Cleveland that, like, a newspaper got cleveland.com instead of the city itself?
I mean, I don't know.
What's newyork.com? It's probably some kind of scam, but...
Yeah, it is. It's by Broadway tickets.
Oh, they have good prices? And they have restaurants? Yeah. Yeah, see?
Should we make a
make a dinner reservation? Get us some Broadway tickets. But they said Julius Caesar introduced the first leap year around 46 BC, but his Julian calendar had only one rule. Any year evenly divisible by four would be a leap year. That created too many leap years. But the math wasn't tweaked until Pope Gregory VIII, or the 13th, rather, introduced his Gregorian calendar more than 1,500 years later. So you got Julius with the Julian calendar, Gregory with the Gregorian calendar.
Are they naming these themselves, or people just like... Or are they coming out and be like, this is the calendar?
I mean, we're talking about...
We'll call it Gregorian.
I mean, we're talking about an emperor and a pope. I wouldn't put it past them to be like, yeah. And everybody being like, of course, that's what we would call it. You're the emperor and or pope.
Right. You did not adequately, by the way, explain what a leap year is.
I did explain.
I know, you just read a bunch of...
People get the bait. There's a February 29th every 4 years.
Okay, except every 100 years. Except some of them, like the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have one?
Look...
Yeah, sometimes some scientists are like, not this time, guys.
The extra day every 4 years was too much of a correction. This is from ThoughtCo.com.
Oh, I got some stuff from Thought. They also had a good article about all this.
There's a leap year every year that is divisible by four, but to qualify, century years, which are ones that end in 00, must also be divisible by 400. So the year 2000 was a leap year, but the years 1700, 1800, and 1900 were not.
Yeah. Huh?
What? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up to show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
and it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, Tim. Look, let's get away from all the science.
Yeah, it's February 29th. Usually it's February 28th and then March 1st. They shoehorn in an extra day. And we're all like, what the hell are we supposed to do with this now?
Well, I'll tell you one of the things that you can do with it, Tim. You can do what they do in Ireland, which is decide...
Drink.
Jesus. Yes, but also they decided... A long time. I mean, I don't think there's like a real, maybe it is a thing people do nowadays still, but it's like kind of like a folk tale that goes back to St. Patrick, that on leap years, on February 29th, women are allowed to propose to men.
For marriage.
Propose marriage to men.
Yeah.
Not only
how
that.
How dare they, right?
Right. And I think that's what the, how it originally, the idea came about of like, oh, there's like a loophole in the laws, because normally the laws say, you know, if a woman did that, you can kill her. But,
right.
But the laws are written in such a way that there's no laws on the 29th. Right. What's the craziest thing we
can
do?
Yeah, it was like, we have the purge on February 29th, and the most imaginative thing they could come up with was Sadie Hawkins' version of...
Right, that a woman can propose to a man.
Is Sadie Hawkins' dance a real thing, or was it only in 80s and 90s sitcoms?
I mean, I think it had to have actually been a real thing at like some schools or whatever, but I definitely feel like it was overrepresented in popular culture that this was a thing that always, every school has a Sadie Hawkins dance every year, and there's going to be an episode about the girls trying to figure out which boy to ask and all the drama therein.
Which also, like, Tom, maybe I just grew up woke.
I've been thinking that. I grew up
unfortunately woke.
Yeah.
It always seemed to me that like girls and boys should mm-hmm. be able to ask each other to dances if they please.
I also feel like our school, I don't know, I would see a lot of stuff on TV about, you know, like a school culture and stuff. And it seemed like, I don't know, nobody cared at our school. Nobody like put in effort for anything.
Yeah.
So things like that, it wasn't even like, oh yeah, no, the girls never asked the boys. The boys asked the girls. It's like, nah, I think just like kind of nobody asked anybody. People would just kind of be like, you want to do this? People just go in groups. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe I was just being excluded from everything.
Do you think at our high school these days, the one that we used to go to, we don't go to high school now, people are doing the promposals? Or do you think it's similarly like...
Yeah,
do girls
know.
Ever do promposals for boys? And also, I think it's...
boys for boys and girls for girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also like...
Well,
it's not like against the rules the way that it probably was when we were. We're same sex.
I don't think there were probably like rules on the books, but it was probably like, nah, you know, the like like latent hate.
We'll yeah, just be like, this would
deter
be like,
anybody from getting any ideas.
Yeah, maybe we just don't go to the prom.
Right. If that happens, we'll address it privately at the time, but right. we don't have to put this out as a rule.
Yeah. You'll get sent to the principal's office for him to discourage you from being yourself.
Yeah, from like embarrassing everybody by doing that.
Simpler times, huh?
By that logic, gay marriage was always illegal in Ireland. It has since become legal, of course.
Right.
I think the first country that voted, like that it was like a general election question, and the people decided, yeah, legalize it. Yeah. If you could do anything on the 29th because of how strict the laws were, how descriptive they were, then maybe it was like, oh, a woman can always propose to a woman, though. We don't have any laws about that. But anyway.
So the Air Bud situation. There's nothing in the law books that, that prevents.
You can't. What were we talking about?
Lady proposed.
Oh, lady. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So on February 29th, and Tim, well, you're probably thinking, okay, well, so what? Well, guess what? If the man says no, then he still owes that woman, like, you know, some kind of prize or something like that.
What the hell are you talking about?
You can't just say no and get away with it. And
does that go the other way too?
This happens in other countries too. This is from thoughtco.com, Tim. In Denmark, a man refusing a woman's February 29th proposal must give her a dozen pairs of gloves.
Huh.
And in Finland.
So ladies must just be like a lady with
lot of gloves.
With fancy taste and gloves.
Yeah,
can propose to good, several men in one. In
right,
one
yeah.
Day.
Propose to men that are unavailable, you know, so they'll have to say no, and then, hey, you still get the gloves.
But what if this glove lover's gambit backfires and one of the men accepts?
Oh, says yes, yeah.
She was just like, I was just in it for the gloves, not the love.
Yeah, you got to be very careful with who you propose to if you're just after gloves in that case.
Yeah.
It also makes you think if you were, maybe you had gone on a date with a lovely lady in Denmark and she invited you back to her place and you saw dozens of gloves in her closet.
Well, you know,
or something.
It's time to get out of town on February 29th.
Right. Yeah. Oh, those gloves. Oh, those are almost 4 years old now. It'll almost be time to get more soon. Oh, boy.
I know what's happening.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, like, how many pairs of gloves does this lady have? If she loves gloves this much, she's got to get enough to last her for 4 full years.
Yeah. Well, you can do that if you're getting them a dozen at a time. It's easy.
Yeah.
You switch out your gloves every 4 months.
I mean, that's not. This lady really loves gloves.
Tim, you switch out your gloves every 4 months. You're not even giving yourself time to
break
the gloves in.
What if she's wearing these gloves every waking hour?
What kind of gloves are we talking? Leather?
Silk.
Silk. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Those don't wear well. I'm thinking work gloves. I thought these were work gloves she was getting.
Yeah.
I was like, she's working hard. If every 3 months she needs a new pair of gloves,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, wearing through them. And in
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, I have another country where things like this
in
are
a
weird.
Leap year. Yeah, this is just this made me think of it when you were like, whatever. When are you generally aware of it being a leap year? Like going in, like on New Year's Eve when you're singing all my anxiety, are you like? Ah, here it is, 2024, a leap year.
You know what? I feel like, except for, you know, when the day is about to happen, when a leap year is about to happen, that is the other time I hear about it. Because I feel like that, you know, when they're doing these New Year's Eve countdowns, they've got to fill a lot of time.
Yeah, are you watching any of them?
Yeah, watch them all, Tim.
Which one did you watch this year?
And I tape the ones that I'm not watching so I can watch the other channels.
Did you watch Anderson and Andy Cohen?
I like to flip around, Tim, because the honest truth is they're all awful. And
yeah, so
you're just kind of flipping between all of them going like, Jesus Christ, nobody's got anything mildly entertaining.
You know what you should watch?
What?
Austin Powers.
I should watch Austin Powers.
On New Year's Eve.
I should back time it so that when it hits midnight, he says, do I make you horny?
Yeah.
And then cheer.
You can say yes.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you say, yeah, baby, and everybody else is cheering because of the ball dropping, which you can hear from your house.
But I think they're cheering because of me.
Yeah. You right. And Austin doing
and then I go into the new year with a huge confidence boost of having such a good yeah, baby, that the whole city cheered for me. But I feel like that is something they mentioned during the New Year's Eve countdowns. They'll say... year coming up. Of course, a year we just had, a lot of things happen this upcoming year, a leap year. So, outside of that, they don't know a lot of things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
They'll say if it's an election year, a leap year, but then they look at their cards and they're like, this year we can expect a spring, a summer, a fall, and a winter. Well, there's something to look forward to, everybody.
That's what they're saying. Is that what Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin are saying? Remember Kathy Griffin? Yeah. She's not allowed to do it anymore.
She's not allowed to anymore.
Everybody was like, oh, I can't believe they fired her for that.
Uh-huh.
I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's like, she didn't do anything. It's like,
I get it. Like,
if Glenn or if Rob Schneider
held
up a decapitated Obama head in 2009, you'd be like, all right, throw this guy in Gitmo.
Yeah, I didn't like the guy either, but if you're going to talk about like respecting the office and everything, it's like, yeah, no matter who it is, it's not good for the U.S. to have a president assassinated. I totally get. And I, you know what I didn't like about that whole situation, too, that she like... backtracked and like blamed the photographer, but then like years later was like, no, it was all me. And it was like, oh, well, then pick up.
I didn't even know that part. I just knew, yeah, like,
she's like kind of flip-flop. She did what I would have done in the situation was like, well, what about this? What if I say this, then will I get all the jobs back? No. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then it wasn't me. It was the photographer that told me to do it.
Yeah. I would have done it. I wouldn't have held the I don't know. It's a bloodied head of a sitting president.
Yeah. It really upset Barron. You remember that being a big thing?
But I can see why the news channel was like, all right, we can't have her do the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like
she can't putz around with Anderson Cooper after that.
And like, yeah, of course... I don't think anybody was afraid. Oh no, she's telegraphing her attack. She's going to do that. But at the same time, it's like, well, if we agree as a country that we take these things seriously, you can't do that. Yeah. It's a stupid thing. Yeah. It's not worth it. You know,
it just seemed to be weird that everybody's like, what's the big deal? And it's like, it would have been a big deal if it was another guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was like, what's the big deal? Like, but
yeah.
Then I thought about it for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
I did my famous thing, Tom.
What?
Thinking about it for a little bit longer than being like, actually.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know. I never found her, like, super funny.
Kathy Griffin?
Yeah.
Are you forgetting about a little show called Suddenly Susan?
No, Tim, I think about Suddenly Susan all the time. I did like Suddenly Susan. She was pretty good on Suddenly
Susan. You
like
Suddenly Susan?
Yeah, of course I like Suddenly Susan.
The Brooke Shields, I don't think I ever watched it.
Well, I'm thinking of...
Veronica's Closet?
No. I'm thinking of... What am I thinking of?
Just Shoot Me.
Yes! I was like, it's called Snapshot or something? Just Shoot Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Suddenly Susan, Tom, did you know this?
Mm-hmm.
Shot three different pilots.
Really?
And in one of them, Nancy Marchand.
Okay. The who's that? The lead?
No.
Okay.
The mom
from
The Sopranos.
Ah.
Olivia from The Sopranos was in one of the versions
Tony's
of
mom.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if that had gone and the show had gone on, she would have been unavailable for The Sopranos. The Sopranos was all supposed to be about Tony and his mom for like all the seasons. Like they had.
Yeah, originally the show was going to be called Tony and His Mom.
Tony, it was just going to be called Tony's Mom. it was going to be called Mrs. Soprano.
And then they were like, yeah, but how are people going to know why we care who she is? We don't even know who Tony is.
But then the actress died who played his mom, and they had to like
come up with,
so like a whole different, so had that pilot of Suddenly Susan gone, the best show, Sopranos, would have been completely different. They probably would have gotten like Betty White to play the mom, and she would have, it would have been still be going right now. 25 seasons with starring Betty White.
25 seasons, and it would have been and it just keeps getting better and better. they recast James Gandolfini and Betty White at some point.
Who knows in this situation?
Oh, James Gandolfini may have lived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're sliding doors, Tom.
Yeah. Betty White might have
butterfly
got
effect.
Him on a better diet and exercise regime or something.
I guess the one flaw in this plan is Betty White also died.
Yeah, but maybe she would still be alive. Maybe.
Oh my God, Tom, you're right.
They say laughter is the best medicine. Maybe she would have had so many laughs on the set of The Sopranos.
You know what, Tom?
What?
This might be a darker timeline, though. Because now she's not on the set of Hot in Cleveland where she gets all those laughs. And maybe she's on the set of The Sopranos
where
it's not
dark.
So many laughs.
Yeah.
And then she dies
early.
In 2004.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No. Least of all of those people that voted for her to host Saturday Night Live.
Voted?
Remember that?
Were people voting?
Well, they were retweeting.
It was like a write-in campaign or whatever. But
no, a write-in campaign is different than voting.
Well, voting makes it sound like, you know,
they went to the
SNL
polls?
Was like, all right, we're putting it to you. You decide.
I mean, they probably
SNL.
Did that on Twitter or something.
I don't think so. But I mean, they're responsive to, what people are asking, what people are clamoring for. In this case, it was Betty White hosting SNL.
Yeah. I still think Deadpool should host.
I mean, he's got a new movie coming out. Tim, he might.
Do you think he'd, say things
lampoon
that would make,
everything?
Yeah, I'd be afraid of him lampoon. That's probably what Lorne Michaels is afraid of. Like, yeah, I'd invite Deadpool to, obviously, the ratings would be through the roof if Deadpool
but what
hosted.
What if he starts taking some shots at me?
Yeah.
Lorne Michaels.
I don't like to be lampooned myself.
Right, and I hate having the fourth wall broken. Yeah, that happened a lot. I know I saw something somewhat recently about, I guess somebody had like tweeted about Mark Hamill, some like failed show he was in. And I think Mark Hamill just has like a Twitter alert set to his name that he responds to everything. He posted that he was like, oh, like fun fact about that, forgotten NBC show. If it had gotten picked up for season two, I would have been unavailable for Star Wars and my entire life would have been different.
Maybe better.
Maybe
he never would have gotten that motorcycle crash.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe something even worse. Again, Tim, it's sliding doors. You can't really figure these things out. That's what makes life so complicated.
You ever think of big decisions that you've made just on a whim? How much they've affected your life.
I thought you were saying, do I ever think about them? On a whim. not big decisions I've made on whims, I guess.
There's like one thing that always,
but I do think about sometimes just like random, like, oh, this happened, these small things led to this bigger thing. And
it's
that's
like Blink-182 says, all the small things.
Oh, is that what that's about?
Yeah, it's about the butterfly effect.
Oh, okay. Well, they should have called it the butterfly effect. Got Anderson Cooper. Ashton Kutcher to do a verse.
Ashton Kutcher and Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve. Then there'd be some fireworks.
Yeah, Kutch and Coop back at it. Getting lit.
Jiggy with it.
Jiggy with it. All right.
That's what everybody's talking about.
The musical guest, Will Smith.
Oh, Tom. I don't know if you've heard.
What were you going to say? You were about to say something about something else.
I was just talking about
the
how
decisions.
On a whim, like Remember, like, choosing what college to go to?
Yeah, based on, like, not the best criteria in hindsight.
Yeah, like, we were, I had to go on this, like, college tour of Boston University.
Uh-huh.
And I was in a bad mood. And my parents kept asking me questions like, do you like it here? Do you want to go here?
Like, no, there's nothing like Boston Commons.
My favorite show. Second only to Just Shoot Me and Madman of the People. Right. I was in a bad mood, so I was like, yeah, let's buy the sweatshirt. I'm going here. And we bought a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And then, like, a couple weeks later on a whim.
Yeah, let's buy the sweatshirt.
I was a dick. Tom,
I don't know. What do we have to do to make it official? Buy me a sweatshirt.
And then pay like tens of thousands. Anyway, then I decided, like, no, I don't want to go there anymore. And, like,
yeah,
probably because I was pissed off about something else a week later because I was an angsty teen.
Mm.
And then it was just like all the people that I hung out with in college are all the people that I hang out with. You know, like,
right.
It's the reason I live where I live. I never would have met my wife. Like,
yeah,
every single thing. And it was just because, like,
good friends of yours from college or good friends of mine and, like, other people we know, even though we didn't go to college.
And all of that was just based on me being like, I'm going to go here. No, actually, fuck you. I'm going to go here.
Yeah, well,
I can't remember my reasoning for any
of
it.
I thought you were going to say, like, a decision you made on a whim of, like, you know, I'm going to the park today, and that's where I met my wife. Like,
No,
like, big decisions that you happen to make on a whim.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, decisions that turned out to be big, but you didn't think they were.
No. Just, like, and, like, to be fair, I didn't have enough information to make this decision.
Your gut.
Yeah.
You were like, which city do I know better? New York. Hey, which city has Jay-Z and Alicia Keys made a song about just recently not yet?
I was more like, hey, where's Scores?
Right.
I was a big Stern guy. And he always went to Scores.
I lived on the same block as Scores for a few months.
Really?
High
class strip club? I don't know. I'm not.
I never went inside, but when you walk by, it smelled like a pool, and I thought that.
So you know it's.
Yeah, I was like, well, they're bleaching the place every night. All right, how bad could it be? It smelled not like bleach, like chlorine. It smelled. I like that smell.
You had another thing, another day. Another country that had a weird leap.
Oh, Denmark, Tim. In Denmark, it is.
Wasn't the last thing in Denmark also?
Oh yeah, no. Denmark in Finland.
Okay,
similar.
Yeah.
An uninteresting.
Oh, Tom. Oh boy. Are we gonna get emails about this one
from the Danes and the Finns? In Finland, an uninterested gentleman must give his spurned suitor enough fabric to make a skirt.
Oh, okay. So again.
I mean, that would also think about how, like, if you're a woman and you propose and the guy says no and your heart not a random guy. You're not just trying. It's somebody you really love. You're not just trying to get enough material to make a skirt. And you're like, oh, I know he won't ask. So this is my chance. And you ask,
but
he says no. And you're heartbroken and you run home. And then, like, the next day he knocks on your door. Here's all the material for the skirt. I know that's part of the deal. I don't want to get married, but I want to hold up my end of the bargain still.
Under penalty of law.
Under penalty of law, I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
But then maybe because it's his girlfriend, he's like, it's a small amount of material. So he's like.
Mini skirt.
Yeah. So he's like, hubba hubba.
Yeah, and then she's of both worlds. She's getting objectified now.
Right. Or maybe she decides, you know what, I'm going to make a skirt out of this little material. I'm going to find a better man. Shake my tush.
Mr. At the club. Afraid of commitment. Yeah. Just put my tush in a mini skirt for another
head
man.
Head down to one of the Finnish clubs, one of the many Finnish singles bars.
Yeah.
And see what the men there have to think about it. And they can propose 365 days of the year. And maybe one of them will tonight.
On the dance floor. Have you ever proposed to a girl on the dance floor, Tom?
Tim, so many times. I can't even count them all. People that are...
There's got to be a song about falling in love in the, on the dance floor.
No, I don't think so.
Doesn't seem, doesn't seem possible.
So people that are born on February 29th, of course, they don't just go like, oh, me? Yeah, I'm, you know, 10 years old.
They do as a joke, Tom. They,
as a
they
joke.
They fucking do constantly. What are you talking about?
I mean, as a
they
joke.
They love doing that.
I, of course, but they can't do that, you know.
People who aren't born on leap day pretend it's a
it, what?
When they're just like, oh, it's my 21st birthday again.
Oh, yeah. But, I thought you were going to tell me about, like, look, we both know people that always go, oh, I'm just a little boy. I'm 10 years old all the time. It's like, wait, what?
Okay, you're on a big lolly.
Right.
He's like, they dress in a sailor suit.
Yeah, it's like, I went to college with you. You're not a, a little boy. Yes, I am.
A boy genius. There's a boy genius that always ate at the same.
Oh, in college?
Yeah. He ate at the dining hall.
Right.
At the same time as me. So, yeah. Wonder if I'd look. Left a Rubik's Cube on the table that he usually sits at if he'd sit down and just solve it real quick before eating.
I mean, it depends on what kind of genius he was.
Yeah.
That kind of situation stinks because I would think you'd be like, oh, I like kind of feel bad that kid's got no friends. But the
no,
same...
he had friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Other boy geniuses?
Yeah.
Adults?
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. That's creeps. Like, well, that's fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's a bunch of creeps.
Yeah, like yeah, you shouldn't... the boy genius... Yeah, they should bring in another... look, if your school's going to accept boy or girl geniuses, yeah, accept a few. You got to make sure they've got enough people to make friends.
I don't think he was like... I don't think he like dormed there.
Oh, okay. I mean, he ate in the cafeteria, though, so...
People got to eat lunch,
yeah,
Tom.
But was his mom there or something?
No.
Yeah, ain't
then... He's a genius. He doesn't need
he doesn't a need babysitter. A mom. So people born on February 29th, of course, they have to
register with the government.
Register. Well, I mean, everybody needs to register with the government when they're born. But then for most people, they then decide, OK, I'm going to go by my birthday being February 28th or March 1st. Like, you
what
know,
you
as far as like birthday part, if a form needs my birth date and it doesn't have February 29th,
it'll
like,
have February 29th.
Not, no, not every form, Tim.
What are you kidding me? What form are you talking
like,
about?
Like an online form.
It
you know, with
the
drop down.
It absolutely
no,
will.
It won't. Not always. What,
find
if it
me
what,
Tom?
What if it doesn't have a year? Find you one. I could just make a form.
Tom?
Uh-huh.
Right now.
Yeah.
No, when we're done.
No, right now. We'll stop.
You haven't. It's 10:30 right now.
Uh-huh.
If by midnight
yeah.
you show me a form online that does not have, that does not let you put in
February 29th,
that's your birthday, I'll give you $5,000.
I don't want that. Like, I know, like, your wife, Tim, and I can't see her
she's
next
cool
time.
With it.
And,
she's cool with it. I talked to her about it before I got here.
So you're cool if I make some high-stakes bets with Tom, right? Some bets that also...
All right, what about $500?
Some
$500.
Some bets that also it's like... If I really want five, I could find that. I could, or I could just make it
in
myself.
An hour and a
or
half.
Or I could
no,
scam you or something.
Find in good faith.
What
I'm
if
assuming
I,
good faith.
What if I Google badforms.com?
It's just going to show you bad golf swings.
What if I show you?
To be like, oh, you didn't keep his head down.
What if I found you a form, Tim, and it was just like to put in credit card numbers and there is no date, like a day for the expiration, just the month and year.
Then
that counts and I win $5,000.
No, Tom, what you're saying is that frequently people encounter
drop down
forms where it says enter your birth date and there is no option for February 29th,
yeah.
which is a valid birth date by everybody's measure.
But here's the problem.
Except for Ireland in the 1400s or whatever.
But here's the problem. They don't want to put that option in there for a date that doesn't exist.
But it does exist.
No, but I'm saying they don't want you to put in February 29th, 2023, because that date doesn't exist.
Sure. They don't want you to put in the wrong date for your birthday, too.
No, but it's worse to put in a date that doesn't exist. Don't you remember Y2K?
Yeah, this person would just instantly vaporize. Huh?
Yeah, their computer would, boom, take them out.
Tom, I guarantee you, this is not an issue. The thing that you cited to start this was that, like, you had to choose February 28th or March 1st to put on forms. Uh-huh. No, you always put your actual birthday, February 29th. That is an actual day.
All right.
There might be a case where there is like an errant form somewhere where they like made a mistake with the drop downs. Maybe. But you wouldn't just be like, yep, March 1st, because that would fuck everything else up.
All right.
If you went to the doctor and they were like, enter your birthday, and they were like, February 29th doesn't actually exist, you wouldn't be like, March 1st, because then your insurance payments would get all screwed up.
I'm filling out a form. Oh, yeah, I fill that form out later.
What you were saying is you had to choose a day that you have your birthday party.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna stop you during your tirade to be like, okay, then just your birthday party.
Okay.
What would you pick, February 28th or March 1st?
March 1st.
Yeah, I'd go the other way. I'd go the 28th. Because then I think I would be like, saying I'm a March baby feels like a lie.
Yeah, you know what I like to do? On the first of the month, I wake up and I say, rabbit, rabbit. Gives you good luck.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the first of the month. You say, rabbit, rabbit.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with all this?
Well, then I know I'd have my birthday party on a day where I've set myself up for good luck.
Okay, well, you'd just be born on the first.
Well, I wasn't in this scenario. Well,
why not just say rabbit, rabbit on the first every day, every first?
I do.
Regardless.
I know, but I don't know how long that lasts.
Yeah. I'd rather have the day after my birthday be a good luck day.
Okay.
If you like the show, tell us which day you would like to have it be a good luck day. Would you like it to be your birthday or a different day?
Tom, you're acting like I'm crazy here, but you made an insane claim, and I pushed back, and you were like, Tim, actually.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to see after the show's done. I'm not going to do it during the show. It's not very entertaining.
You have an hour and 26 minutes.
Listening to it. If you like the show, though, and you're looking to be entertained, don't go online looking for forms that are wrong. Go to tcgde.com, where you can find all of our information, our home addresses, our phone numbers, our social security numbers, and our social media links for The Complete Guide to Everything. You can also check out us on social media. I'm at Tom Reynolds.
I'm at your pal Tim.
And you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/complete guide, where this month we are boldly becoming salesmen. We're reading Way of the Wolf by the Wolf of Wall Street himself, Jordan Belfort.
A great man, everybody
agrees.
It's
his book about how to become a persuasive salesman. So me and Tim, we're immersed in it.
And like you're hearing the pitch right now. Is it not effective?
And you're probably itching. You're saying, I heard earlier, you heard the first pitch that planted the seed of Tim talks about his vacations on the Patreon. Yeah. And now you're hearing a little bit more and you're going, oh, buddy, I can. I'll pay any price. How much? It's very inexpensive. Patreon.com/complete guide. And we'll raise the prices this week because we know we've got a good pitch going.
And if you're born on February 29th, then you go and try to sign up.
Yeah.
And it
doesn't work, let us know. Tim, some famous celebrities who are born.
That's great. I was going to do the same thing.
Okay. Dennis Farina.
Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Tony Robbins.
He had a Chicago accent.
He sure did.
Tony Farina.
Hey, yeah, I'm Dennis Farina. Dennis Farina. I'm playing a cop. I'm playing a cop and everything.
Yeah.
And he's believable. Tony Robbins, the big-headed big guy.
Motivational speaker.
Motivational speaker.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I kind of like it.
Anthony Sabato Jr.
Hey, I'm Tony Sabato.
He is a Tony Sabato. You think he ever pitched to a network? Hey, how about we make a show called The Sabatos? And I'm, of course, the patriarch, Tony Sabato.
And then my mom, she's, she tries to kill me.
She drives me crazy. And I decided to go to therapy for the first time. I mean, there was, I remember, like, you know, every actor in Hollywood was trying to do the Curb Your Enthusiasm thing as a web series after Curb came out of like,
yeah.
Oh, I can just play myself and rope my friends in to, I remember, what's his name?
Rob Schneider.
No.
Real Rob.
He did one, but, Bud Bundy.
Really? David Faustino?
Yeah. David.
Why was that so readily available?
David Faustino did one. And I remember why I worked for a company that it was uploaded to at the time. And it's fair because it's public domain, but it had the fucking music from Curb Your Enthusiasm in it.
Ah, smart.
I mean, yeah, it made me know, okay. Oh, there's a.
That's what he's ripping off.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, there's a part where things didn't go his way. And the big one, the big Leap Baby, Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Did you have ones that I don't?
Tyrese Halliburton.
Who's that?
It's a basketball player.
Oh, okay.
He's it's weird.
Of Halliburton?
It's weird that we're all like, go Halliburton. We're like, well, if some 2004
some of us
made.
Have been saying that for 20 years, Tim.
And then I think the lead singer of Foster the People.
Oh, okay. Or is that MGMT?
Yeah, that's not them at all.
All right.
See you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.